some kind of experience with the Lord. They've already developed some kind of relationship. Let's not fall into the trap to think that we can put off our missionary labors until the latter rain. We need to go to work for our neighbors today, now. When we talk about the Sunday Law Test, for me, the clearest passage of what the Sunday Law Test is found in the Seventh-day Adventist Bible Commentary, Volume 7, 977. And the reason this is the clearest for me is, as the image of the beast, the combination of church and state, is being developed in the United States after, you know, by one law, one ruling, one enactment after another builds to a situation where a Sunday law can be passed and sustained and enforced. This lead-in legal framework that's developed, there will no doubt be Sunday laws. There's already Sunday laws in the United States, but the Sunday law that fulfills Bible prophecy is a specific Sunday law. And in this passage in Bible Commentary 977, I think those specifications are most clearly defined. It says, a time is coming when the law of God is, in a special sense, to be made void in our land. The rulers of our nation will, by legislative enactments, enforce the Sunday law, and thus God's people will be brought into great peril. When our nation, in its legislative councils, shall enact laws to bind the consciences of men in regard to their religious privileges, enforcing Sunday observance and bringing oppressive power to bear against those who keep the seventh-day Sabbath, the law of God will, to all intents and purposes, be made void in our land, and national apostasy will be followed by national ruin. Now, there's 2 points there. Well, there are more than 2 points, but 2 points that define the Sunday law in a clear way. The Sunday law that fulfills Bible prophecy, that fulfills Revelation 13:11, is the one that enforces Sunday observance and brings oppressive power against those people that keep the Sabbath. A little bit over a year ago, I had the privilege of being in Chile, and they had just passed a Sunday law in Chile, and the Sunday law read that any employee that wanted off on Sundays could tell his employer to let him off, and the employer had nothing he could do against that employee but let him off. He had to work around it. That was a Sunday law that was imposed in Chile, and it was creating havoc as far as their shopping malls down there. And in Chile is like the United States of South America. They have a very affluent country down there, and it was causing problems. But this isn't the Sunday law that Biden